You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning. Hey, before I say anything else, would you please join me in thanking Rachel Van Lanningham? This is her last chapel as well. We love you, Rachel. You're always welcome here. Okay, I have limited time. I want to try to give a year in review, and my wife is going to make some comments as well. And simply put, this is just called Asbury Students Are Awesome. I wish I could put more pictures in here, but I have 24 minutes. Actually, less than that. Here we go. Asbury Students Are Awesome. I love resident life at Asbury University. I love the Ocho, No One Drowned, Thank You, Lord. I love the meaningful conversation, forging lifelong friendships. I love the dorm competitions. I love Kresge Candyland. I love what you all do in those spaces. I love how thoughtful students are who are creative. You all are so creative. It's so fun to get out of the office and just see what students are doing. I love that. I love the hiccup. Come on, I go very often. Zoe, Becca, Jude, Naomi, all the Hiccup staff, thank you guys for being so awesome and making Dark Roast. That's awesome, thank you. I love our student leaders. You guys are amazing. Zach is from Louisville, so he's very awesome, but I have really, this is the first time in a long time a president has got to work with a president for 2 years. That was a huge blessing. And Ashton, Lauren, Nathan, Lydia, Julianne, and Val, you guys are amazing. Thank you for being such a blessing. I love our what we call the Chick-fil-A, our move-in day, because I love how students serve others. Here, Tyler's going to do some fishing, and we see the tumbling team being awesome. And speaking of tumbling, you guys amazed our community yet again this year. I'm so thankful for you and what you do. Thank you so much. I have a picture of three very cool dudes. You know Ethan and Caleb and Asher. Appreciate those guys. I want to give special thanks to Wes Elliott, the leadership that he has provided to WAM and so many others of you who have been participating in that. Marie and I got to provide a devotion at WAM once, and this really moved me. We came in, everyone was prayed over, but it was symmetric, right? They were praying just as hard over the people who were greeting the guests coming in as they were the speakers and the performers. It just blessed me. Student-led. I love WAM. I love the student-led experience. I'm so proud of you all. This was a picture from Asbury Gives Day, and Asbury Gives highlights our students. When we are talking to our alumni and constituents, we're talking about our students, and when they are giving money, they're making a vote for you all, and there were hundreds of thousands of votes that day. I love our students. I love Asbury Gives. Another picture of student creativity here. Sam and Brian. My favorite part of this picture, though, is Trinity off to the side, like, you guys are dorks. Like, what are you doing? But she's there anyway. Gabe and Emma, love you all so much. I know there are a lot of relationships that are forged here, but Emma showing some bling there. Susanna is in the back. Susanna, you're amazing. Thank you so much for all you do. Susanna is behind the scenes on so many different things, but things work, things go well, and beyond that, she's just left such a blessed thumbprint on this school. Had to throw in a picture of the silent disco. Wasn't there, I think there may have been an injury there this year, so you would have thought it would have been at the Ocho, but yeah. Another picture of some great students. I love this. I love Andrew Ty, like, come on, we're awesome. The hands out. Team AU, our broadcasting, our Asbury Sports Digital Network, I love that students are involved in this. If you think about what happens in athletics, hundreds of events are taking place, and so many of those are led by our students. They do an amazing job. Joseph was incredible this year. So many different performances. Somu, you guys have done an amazing job. Thank you for the ways you entertain us. Honors, dinner. Got to hear Mary. She's always super articulate. Silas, as well as others. That was a special event. Our students were with our governor at the prayer breakfast earlier this year. I was very proud of them, and it's a great for our state leadership to see what's coming down the pipeline in our own students. Great presentation by Santi and Ben for the Erie Investment Fund to our Board of Trustees. They left, and our board was like, wow, those guys are awesome. Again, amazing work being done. I love the MLK worship celebration that we had, again, student-led in January. And I left and I told Maria, I said, I just keep hearing these same expressions, set apart, John 17 unity, things that we talk about in all spaces, not relegated to a particular time of year, not relegated to a particular context. That blessed me tremendously. One of my favorite events of the year is the Songs of the Season. And I love this because it truly is a blessing of our students to the community. This place is packed, and our students always wow everyone. I try to invite as many people as I can. Like, you're going to be so blessed to hear our students. You all do an incredible job. Okay, can everyone please join me in thanking Presley and Brian for all of the humor, the weekend updates, just the ways that they bless our campus. And this is a picture on the right of, I got to be in part of the High Bridge opening film, and these are the antagonists gathering together. It was rather violent. I'm glad it turned out okay. And Brian, I'm keeping this picture for potential blackmail in the future. Just kidding. I love the tradition of the costume after intermission. Great job, you all. Students, let me just thank you for the ways that you invite me into your life. This makes me very happy. This was an opportunity to read a story to my friends at Johnson. I love stories. I love reading stories. That was awesome. Thank you for that opportunity. This was at the spring formal. I nearly broke my back trying to pick up my man, Caleb Rushing. Totally worth it. And I get the invitation from the underground to go to B-dubs. You guys are awesome. Thank you. I don't know how you metabolize. Well, I do know. You're college students. But, yeah. My son said to someone one time, he's like, when my dad was in college, he could eat a whole pizza. I was like, yeah, Campbell, I can still eat a whole pizza. I can't metabolize it like I did in college. Johnson Christmas, amazing. The hymns, singing the Christmas songs, I love that. I got to show off my 11-minute mile at the AU Run Club this year. Thank you for that invitation. And I got to play a little basketball, and this was a bit of a bait and switch. I was like, Gabe, I'll play, but are you on the B-League? He's like, yeah, man, we're B-League. Then I learned there is no A-League. Everyone was B-League. So that was fun, kind of. Several years ago, David Williamson, who's a senior, created a video of me rather violently giving a beatdown to Kermit the Frog. He asked if I would play it in chapel, and I watched it, and I was like, yeah, no, I can't do that. But thank you. I still have that, David. That is a blessing. I love how students are kind to me on my birthday. Seriously, this is so endearing, although you need to know that Sam and Jude were disciplined for public displays of affection. And I'm not going to get into this monstrosity on the left. Yeah, I kind of vomited in my mouth when someone showed that to me. I prefer the Charlie Brown one. On a more serious note, I was so blessed, Maria and I were so blessed to hear Abraham and Maria preach earlier this year. Abraham spoke in Spanish and Maria translated. Oh, so good. I'm so proud of you both, and I can't wait to see your ministry pan out. Here's Sarah telling a well-placed joke to another student, and Josiah letting Luke's guitar do its speaking a little bit for everyone. I love student ambassadors. You all are so, so good. I get up and give my Asbury was founded in 1890 speech, but when prospective students hear you, it is so, I see the room change. You talk about your experience. There is no brochure like an Asbury student. Thank you all for the work that you do. Here are just some moments of pride for me. I mentioned WAM because it's student-led. I love seeing students. My first chapel of the year, remember I told you, you don't need permission. You don't need permission to seek the Lord's face and to do something extraordinary. I love when students are saying, let's do it. Let's not wait for someone. Let's get involved. I love how we pray before athletic events like our women's tennis team here and after men's basketball, and of course the Roy Lauder Award. This is one of my favorite luncheons of the year because we are celebrating servant leadership. That is precisely what we should be rewarding. The Third Nerd movie marathon, 52 hours. Should we clap for that? No. Well done. Some more of our amazing students. Again, shiny, bright faces. I will really miss seeing so many of you. I love the Festival of Nations that occurred earlier this year and so many of our initiatives that reinforce a Revelation 7-9 vision of our community because it is the eschatological vision. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation in a communal expression of worship. But I love that students come to Asbury and then those same students go out. My man Cody York at the Olympics, Salvation Army students performing at the Capitol. And then, of course, there's the Italy trip that takes place with Dan Strait and Dr. Shelton. Sorry, I had to have a little fun with this. I've made a list of everything you've done wrong, and Becca's saying, really? Or Abby, I'm sorry. I love that our student leaders, we started the year at the Lexington Legends game. That was amazing. I got to throw the opening pitch, and you know, I did this thing to the students, and they all cheered, and I was pumped up, and yeah, I didn't even get it over the plate. It like trickled in, and then I walked. I was like, "Look, I'm a basketball player." It was quite a letdown, but love our Asbury students there. I have to show this picture of the outpouring. It's a very special picture for me. I don't show it in public a lot, but I will here. Some students just came up and said, "Can we pray for you?" So meaningful. That meant so much to me. You'll actually never know. There have been so many senior recitals and art exhibits. They've been amazing. Again, showcasing the talent of our students. Lindsay and Donovan here. When Donovan finished with "Give Me Jesus," oh my goodness, that was amazing. Our student worship team performing across the street at the Asbury tent meeting. I heard so many compliments after they were done from people on that side of the street. Again, more creativity and talent. Rissa, Geneva, Bell here with Dr. Strait. Our education students, I wish I had more time to say this. The work you're going into is so incredibly important, and I am thrilled that Asbury students are entering into that very important, very significant space. Love and appreciate you all. Search was amazing. Michaela, Sarah, Beck, so many of our other students, again, showcasing your talent. The senior celebration for our Dayton School of Business seniors. The commercial marketplace is going to be better because you are inhabiting that space. Again, more exhibits. Megan, Sam, Asher, Kennedy, Joy. Asher, stay gold, brother. The High Bridge Film Festival. I love this. I love that it showcases the talents of our students. Here's another picture from Search that I appreciated this year. You gotta love FNL and just a well-placed joke making fun of administration, which is enjoyable. Thank You Forever invites me to the chili tasting. That's such a fun night as well. Our MLK walk in Lexington. Here's some students and staff who participate in that. And then I just, again, have to go back to the outpouring. So much to say here, but I just want to say, at one point, we were like top 2-3 for trending on Google. And I get it. That kind of freaks some of us out, that the world is looking on at us. But I was of two minds. We didn't want to call attention to that. But another part of me just thought, if the world is looking in, they are seeing the best of Christianity. And they're seeing the best of Gen Z rising up. And when I thought in those terms, you guys, I absolutely wanted everyone to look in. I wanted them to see. I was so profoundly proud of our community. Matthew 5, 6, a hunger and thirst for righteousness. And that hunger and thirst was met. Of course, there was a lot of fatigue during the outpouring. And fatigue can lead people to do some dangerous things. So I have this picture of Maria that she was like, don't ever show that again. I'm joking. Then that fall, later that year, just different mission trips that we've done, set apart retreats. There's so many stories I can tell with that. This picture on the right is students that got back from a set apart retreat, but they didn't go to bed. In fact, you guys stayed up really late, challenging one another. Baptisms in the retention pond. I was so, so encouraged. I had like 30 texts that next morning. I loved it. I've got to talk about athletics. Our athletics teams, you need to know, last year was our first year in our conference, the Collegiate Conference of the South, and we were awarded the Commissioner's Cup. Why? Because we got 6 championships in our first year of the conference. This is a comprehensive award. Yes. Our student athletes have already made an incredible name for themselves in this conference, with more to come. Our track team, our women's soccer team, you see the seniors there. Our men's and women's cross country at the Spoon Fiercely Faithful meet. Please look up and read about what that meet represents. The work of our cheerleaders, our women's basketball team, so proud of these groups. They represent Asbury so well. They represent the best of athletic excellence so well. And they represent what it means to be a Christian university, a Christian athlete so well. Love this enthusiasm from our baseball team. And then here we see our men's golf team at the Mideast Regional. I've got to say, this was one of my favorite memories of the year, the CCS Volleyball Championship. And look, if you've never stood next to Ryan Wood when you're cheering, like, it's a special experience. You want him on your sideline. So I loved it. I was hoarse after that. It was such a blast. Our women did an amazing job. And here's a picture where they were finding out their seating for the NCAA championship. I don't have a picture of this. You need to know our men's and women's tennis teams last year, Asbury history, the first teams in Asbury to ever go to an NCAA championship. That was groundbreaking and significant. More to come from that group. Last but not least, before my wife comes up, I love Asbury students. I love the restored class, including its honorary members, Brian Hull, Greg Hasselhoff, Sean Gaffney, Elise Kearns, and Catherine Wilbanks. And before I turn it over to Maria, I just want to say one last thing. We have commencement coming up. We have baccalaureate. I'm crafting comments for that restored class. There's always advice in those things. I'll do my best to give some thoughtful advice, faithful advice that might be of benefit to you. But what I want to end on today is... the emotional ground is fertile this time of year. I may just need to call Maria to come up. It's better just to end with this. Thank you. Thank you for the thumbprint you have put on this school. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for how you love each other. I love you all. I can't wait to share more at baccalaureate. I can't wait to hand you a diploma and look you in the eye, and hopefully you see how proud of you I am.
Restored class, we love you. It is always sad to say goodbye, even as we're so happy and proud to call you Asbury alum. There is no way that I would have or we would have new words to sum up your years here or say anything that you haven't already heard about the next season and change and journeys. So let us leave you with this. Here at Asbury, whether you meant to or not, whether you wanted to or not, liked it or not, you have encountered God. In chapel, in classes, on your teams, in gather, in dorm rooms, in the student center, at WAM, on a trip, and for many of you during the outpouring. And what we long for is for you to continue to be encountered by God, to experience Him in your everyday outside of Asbury life, and to walk with Him and to know Him. We want you to know the depth of His love for you, the power of His grace for you, the strength of His peace, the fire of His holiness, for you to be forever changed by Him. And some of you leave here confident, resonating with these words, and we're so grateful for that. And some of you leave here with doubts, complexity, anxiety, maybe cynicism. And God is not afraid of those doubts or questions or complexity or anxiety or fears. In fact, He meets you in them. But regardless of how you experience God, during the outpouring or any other time where He was graciously moving and especially present with us, we hope that you are leaving here with a taste for Him, with an imagination for what is possible with God, with an expectation of His glory, with a heart that is receptive and seeking after Him. We want you to carry with you a memory of His presence and a longing for communion with Him. So go from here, where God has been so generous with you, and be generous people. Seek out community, build deep relationships, do good work, serve your neighbor, live a full and good life, and most of all, seek the face of God. Psalm 20 was written by David as a prayer for a king, but we think it is a beautiful prayer for graduates. So I'll read it with a few changes as a prayer here for you. And when I read the part about celebrating your victories, we really mean it. We are so proud of you. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May He send you help from His sanctuary and grant you His support. May He remember all your sacrifices and your offerings. May He give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. And we will shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to His anointed, and He answers you from His holy sanctuary with the victorious power of His right hand. Some trust in their own strength, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We rise up and stand firm. May the Lord give you victory and answer you when you call.